This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How much is at stake? The Mega Millions drawing tonight was about 7 1/4, something like that, for the drawing. It's Tuesday, January the 3rd. There could be a big winner by this time tomorrow, and we'll have the story for you here first.
Unless it's one of us, I hope
and
nobody
And factual. Now, listen, got to keep going. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, celebrating Tuesday, January the 3rd on the radio. You've eaten a lot. You've hopefully slept a lot. Now it's time to move a lot. Get going. Your body is keeping score with you, and from that you cannot escape. My body is telling me that I need apple cider vinegar and honey for whatever is going on. That was Dr. Jack's remedy, and I'm going to go right to it, matter of fact. So those of you who have a little of this and a little of that, I've always known that those two things were good together. But it's funny how you just forget, right, Jay? You just kind of sometimes just forget. Mm-hmm. Okay, yep, that's the easiest way for me to handle what's going on. All right, so we have some, the stuff from the football field that Jack was talking about. If you didn't hear the conversation, we are into this business about what happened to the football player. And whether, you know, this is something that he's going to get over. Mm-hmm. Jack says, no, he's not going to get over.
It's heartbreaking when you watch that video because on first look, the tackle, it almost looks like a potential head injury because there was some helmet. It looked like helmet-to-helmet contact. But he gets up right away, and mm-hmm. he takes a couple steps, and then he just falls.
Bombo.
And it's just heartbreaking.
Yeah. All right, here's some good news. If you're a Bat fan,
Batman.
A lot of animals that are far easier to love than bats, that's for sure. Down in Houston, the Humane Society is focused on rescuing about 1,600 of them because they're worried they will freeze to death on the ground. They've had a cold snap down in Texas for the past, what, James, 2 weeks? How long has it been cold down in Texas? 2-3 weeks,
It's warmed
right?
up now, but it's been about 2 weeks, yeah.
All right, so when it's cold, bats plummet from the sky onto the cold pavement where they would have been run over, except there was a bunch of volunteers that worked to try to save them. The wildlife director of the Houston Humane Society, name is Mary Warwick, was out doing some holiday shopping when she began to worry about the bat colony under a bridge. And so she went there looking. She found 100 of them lying stiff on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not everybody who would be too concerned about bats. Most people think bats are creepy. But they are good in terms of habitat because they lots of gunk.
They help minimize the mosquitoes.
Yeah, right. Eat
different
those
things.
Mosquitoes. Yeah.
Well, and she would go look for them twice mm-hmm. a day. And almost every time she found around 100 just lying on the ground.
Uh-uh.
And she brought in 900 more the following week, ended up saving nearly 1,600.
Well, good for her. All right. Yeah, if bats are a priority, there's from the Batmobile, the Bat Lovers, there's some good news. Here, I guess, would be also good news. Southwest Airlines says they're going to operate a near-normal schedule today after almost a week of mass cancellations and unbelievable horror nightmares, weddings ruined, people getting heart transplants, can't get them, people... just lives, many of them affected, in some cases ruined, by Southwest and their bizarre operation. It just is bizarre. I mean, yeah, we get that the weather caused some cancellations, but not three quarters.
But they were having issues before that weather hit.
Yeah, they had a lot of issues. Too big, too fast, too many bean counters, not enough operators. The guy who founded Southwest was an operator. He knew how to run an airline. The people that are there now are bean counters. So, meanwhile, up above, speaking of up in the air, there's a, if you've looked in the cosmos already this year, there was a comet discovered like a year ago at this time that's traveled billions and billions and billions of miles, I like Carl Sagan, from its origins at the edge of the solar system. And now, in the next couple of weeks, it's going to be visible. It's comet, just for those of you who are keeping track, go to the NASA website, identified as C/2022E3 for last year. It was seen in March of last year as it made its way through Jupiter's orbit. And this is because of those telescopes that we've got out there. Now they can see all of this sort of thing. So imagine, this is from our solar, from where we are in the solar system, third rock from the sun, this big, you know, you go out there and you look at Jupiter, it's a big ice ball, basically. And the fact that you can see what's going on here, 465 billion miles from the Earth. Can we even, we can't even conceptualize that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know you say, I, some of you say I sound like a child when I get in awe of what is part of the universe, but it is awesome. It just is. And the fact we can track things like this, what is it, what does it mean? It just means that in a sort of protective way, we can see things that may, we weigh out that may be a danger to the Earth. In this case, this isn't. Anyway, this is, there was another comet back in 2013 that was close to Mars. We saw it in 2013, got close to Mars in 2014. And now, according to NASA, this particular comet, they're following this one comet. This gives you an idea about how much information they have and how they figure things out. The comet they sighted in 2013 that went by Mars in 2014 will not return in that same orbit for 740,000 years. Who the heck figured that out? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's this lady who's an astronomer with the Royal Observatory. Saying that the comet we're talking about this year could be the same as this one that we're talking about from 2014, the one that was last year and now this year, the one we're 740,000 years before it comes back again. I don't think we'll see it. What do you think? Yes, no, maybe?
Nah. I want to say probably not.
Yeah, whatever life you're living. Life is worth living. Okay, well, let's see what's going on today. A little bit more mundane is what's going on in Congress. It is time for the new Congress to get sworn in today. And I see that that Jerkelberger who lied all over the place, what was his name, Santos? I would have figured by now somebody would have figured out a way to keep him from being sworn in, but they haven't.
I was going to say, can they? Isn't it kind of set in stone for a time being unless, impeach somebody like this?
Yeah. But it's you know, it's one of those things. He was, what do they call it, dutifully or something. He was elected legitimately. Yeah, but he was a liar. Wow. Meanwhile, the Republicans want to know if McCarthy, who's trying to be elected House Speaker, will that work? This is really a very interesting. Talk about a drama. McCarthy, who is a California Republican, he's short. In order to be the speaker, you've got to get 218 votes. Apparently, he knows how to count, and he's three short. So, they're trying to find, he's trying to find. There's nobody that is an obvious person in place of him, but there's enough of the lunatic fringe. And he's not any, you know, he's no great shakes as far as I'm concerned, but at any rate, he seems a little more reasonable than the next guy in line. But anyway, He made a number of concessions to five or six members who were opposed to him, and yet they haven't committed themselves, at least the majority of them haven't committed themselves as to whether they vote for him or not. Excuse me. My guess is they'll fall into line. What do you think? Yeah, they'll fall into line.
Is that what people are thinking?
No, I don't really care, frankly. I think he's. Mm-hmm. I think these people are so Nancy Pelosi, these power crazed. The woman who is her assistant, who is the second in command, is a woman from Massachusetts, Catherine. What the heck's her last name? I don't know. She's a horror show too. So there's not any Graham. Is her name Graham? No, I forget what her name is. I think it may be Graham. They're all of them. They're all there for themselves. They're not there to help you. Not there to help me. They're not there to serve. It's all about power and control.
Right. Oh, so many people, because of the funds and those big donors, there are promises that now they have to keep.
Promises. You have to die. So anyway, stock market opened for the first day of the new year. Markets in Europe up already. And they are expecting the United States, the markets here, to be up today. And that is, the most of the predictors, I think I said this on last Thursday or Friday, we were talking about what might be the scenario here in our country for and around the world in terms of whether there's a real recession or not. Most people feel the first 6 months of this year will be like the last 6 months of last year, and then about halfway through the year, things start to open up. And this is from those who are very optimistic about the future of the financial situation, and I think I think you hold those thoughts because it's better for you, better for all of us, right? If you're optimistic, you start your day, think about this in a manner of speaking. Now here's a Tony Robbins quote that I think is applicable here, Jay. Stay committed to your decisions, but stay flexible in your approach. So that's really...
Oh, I think that's really good.
It is, and for the money markets, it makes nothing but sense. Be flexible. There are a lot of different things that can happen, and you got to be able to bob and weave with the punches, as it were. You're listening to the Good Day program at 18 past the hour.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry. Oh, my word. Really, really terrible. Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
For everything your business needs to make this year your year, Staples has you covered.
I need to organize all my papers and files from last year and the year before that.
Staples has you covered.
I need to clear clutter from my office and my home office and my home.
Staples has you covered with everything you need to get organized this year at amazing savings. Right now at Staples, get up to 50% off select file folders, file cabinets, file boxes, and storage bins. Make this year your year at Staples.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
For everything your business needs to make this your year, Staples has you covered.
I need to organize all my papers and files from last year and the year before that.
Staples has you covered.
I need to clear clutter from my office and my home office and my home.
Staples has you covered with everything you need to get organized this year at amazing savings. Right now at Staples, get up to 50% off select file folders, file cabinets, file boxes, and storage bins. Make this your year at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 1/28, in-store only.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
After the hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Tuesday, January the 3rd, with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen and Ed Helms, all together in the same phraseology. How about that? Ed Helms, we just had to school James Collins, who's at the studio controls in Dallas, as to who Ed Helms was. He's one of those people that is, I confused him a lot. At first, I thought he looked a lot like, what's his face, from Mad Men?
John Hamm?
Hamm, yeah, right.
Both in Tag together, which is a fun movie.
Right. All right, so what's going on with Ed Helms? You're asking, why are we paying so much attention to him? You will be the first to know right after this. Time to think about MyPillow again. Right now, there's an incredible, incredible deal on the towel set at MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set made with cotton grown in America, made in the USA like most of the products that they sell on MyPillow. This is an extremely absorbent towel, and it still provides you with that soft feel, so you want a towel that feels good and actually dries you off. So the set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Usually retails for $90. Right now, you can get the set for a low $39.98 with the promo code DS. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a warranty that lasts 10 years. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get this insane price of $39.98 with the DS code on the six-piece towel set. That's at MyPillow.com. All right, so, Jay, you're probably closer to this than I am in terms of what's going on with him. The last part of the year, it seems he was all over the place talking about his fame and fortune. I didn't realize that he was considered a comedian. I thought he was an actor, a comedian turned actor rather than just an actor. I don't see him. Have you seen him when he was funny? When was he funny?
I think he's very funny in a lot of the things that he does. Ed Helms is one of those people that you may not recognize the name, but when you see his face, you're like, oh, that guy. Because he's had, at the start of his on-screen career, he had different bit parts in things like Walk Hard: The Dewey Cox Story, Harold and Kumar, Escape from Guantanamo Bay, if you saw Bruce Almighty, the follow-up, Evan Almighty. But then he was on The Office, where he really started to become more well-known as almost every actor that was on that show.
Krasinski is the one I think of, and maybe as well, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
And then he was in The Hangover films, which there were three different parts he was in. He's just been in so many other things, but The Hangover is pretty much when his career really blew up, and he calls it kind of like this tornado of fame, and it was very overwhelming, and he had a hard time grasping it.
Isn't that a great expression? Think about that. The tornado of fame. That's really a very interesting expression. Good for him for coining that. Anyway, go ahead.
He said his co-stars in the film, Bradley Cooper and Zach Galifianakis, who were already well-known by the time the Hangover series hit, or the Hangover films hit, so they were really good with helping him really adjust, but also keeping grounded with this high level and this
But those game. Films kind of stupid, really, the Hangover films, they were just silly.
Oh, yeah, they're just straight
stuff.
They're in the comedy genre.
Yeah, but stupid comedy. There's a difference between intelligent, intellectual comedy and slapstick stupid comedy. Like the bathtub movie, what was it called? Hot Tub something or other?
Hot Tub Time Machine?
Hot Tub Time Machine. That was just stupid. No, it was
stupid. Yeah, ones where you can just watch and you don't really have to pay attention. You can just laugh at chaos. It's fun. You just turn your brain off.
Hmm. Okay, I'll trust you on that one. I saw it and I didn't think it was funny at all. But then I laugh all the time at the Marx Brothers or the Three Stooges or stuff. So I guess maybe
Stooges are super slapstick.
Right. So it just becomes silly stuff. All right. Anyway, that's the update on Ed Helms here at 28 After on Good Day.
Be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question. Did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at COVIDpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than 5 employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayment.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at COVIDpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVID Payment. If you have 5 or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVID Payment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Representative Kevin McCarthy, the Republican from California, was making final concessions Monday to convince the GOP leadership to gain more support ahead of Tuesday's vote for Speaker of the House. With 5 minutes and 58 seconds remaining in the first quarter of last night's Monday night football game between the Bengals and the Bills, 24-year-old Bills safety Damar Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest before collapsing on the field and being sent to the University of Cincinnati Medical Center. Damar remains in critical condition. NFL expert Adam Schefter on ESPN Monday night, shortly after the game was postponed for another day.
Where someone's hurt, an ambulance comes on the field, and it never, ever gets less chilling or less jarring, ever. And when it's in a platform like this, a stage like this, and you see that happen, it's awful. It's awful.
Lance Pry, USA News.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Uri Geller will be here from his museum in Old Jaffa in the city of Tel Aviv to talk about aliens. We were just talking about all of the things that we can see. The Apollo crew went back, if you go back 50 years, remember what happened on Christmas? The blue marble. And
oh, yeah.
So, remember that?
That photo. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's
fabulous.
So gorgeous. And
Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, at your service, on your side. Here's some good news about an owl who is okay. Sorry, couldn't resist.
Dad joke.
Yeah, right, very bad. The first snowy owl shown up in California. First time they've seen this in 100 years. A Christmas present from Mother Nature, if you will. This lady who is a bird watcher looking at rows of other bird watchers, photographers who had flocked to a California neighborhood to see this beautiful snowy owl. In Orange County, California is where these huge white birds are not very often, but that's where they go for some reason or another. They migrate from Minnesota. and spend the winter. Sounds like a very good idea, right?
Yeah, they messed it up.
Yeah, exactly.
They're waiting for snowbird.
That's it. That's where the term comes from. Yeah, the birds that go down south to Florida, or they go to California, Southern California. But the first time one of these has been seen or recorded to have been seen in 100 years. It was back in 1918. And, you know, if they don't take pictures of it, you don't really know if somebody says, I saw that owl, whether they really did or they didn't. But at any rate, this, you got plenty of evidence of it now. Everybody's got a camera, everybody's taking pictures, everybody's doing video, and it's really a magnificent-looking bird, actually, if you look at it, right? And so hopefully it'll stay there for a while.
Yeah.
At any rate, yep.
I
big deal.
One of those things, if you see, it's like, oh, this must be good luck.
Yeah, exactly. I was thinking about all the talk with regard to Barbara Walters and... my daughter and I were talking about this. My daughter and my grandson are here for a week to visit. And one of the things we were talking about last night on the ride out from the airport was Barbara Walters and her impact. Because Megan, my children get concerned about me because I live by myself. I have the dog, but, you know, what about having companionship? And, you know, they have, I think I did say something about how nice the trip to the Middle East would have been if I had somebody to share it with. But that's my choice. I guess it seems to be my choice at any rate. I like it. And I'm remembering what Barbara Walters said about being alone. She said something along the lines of what a lovely surprise it was to discover how unlonely being alone can be.
Mm-hmm.
We choose, right, to be alone. Well, she was not good at marriage. She admitted that. And I'm not good at it either. And I don't know, maybe, you know,
we
the people
that I've... Celebrities also who are surrounded by people say that they feel they're most alone, they're loneliest, the more people that are near them.
Yeah, I think there's something to be said for that. Yeah, exactly. All right, the winningest bulldog in the world... Ugly bulldog. My bulldog is beautiful. This ugly. But won over 5,300 other dogs. Top title at the 22nd annual AKC American Kennel Club National Championships. The dog, the star, took home $50,000. You think the dog's ever going to see the 50 grand? Of course not. There's a dog on you with 50 grand.
Hopefully that money is used to just snuggle and play,
yeah,
and all kinds of fun things.
People think, they look at bulldogs, they think they have snotty. When's the last time we posted a picture of Daisy? I remember, she doesn't have the same nose or the same look as many of these other dogs with a squashed-in face. And people say when you have a bulldog. Say what?
Is she mixed with something else?
No. Nope, she's purebred. I've just been fortunate. The two bulldogs have had longer snouts and therefore fewer problems than most bulldogs. But anyway, this dog, I'm trying to see what the dog's name is, not that that's important. Here it is. His name was Cherokee Legend Encore. Huh? Who the hell names their dog something like that? Maybe you name the dog Encore or something, but, yeah.
Cherokee Legend Encore? I think it flows.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's so beautiful.
There's a story that I love because it so befits what I'm all about. There's a picture circulating on social media of a dog and a cow. We actually should probably post this on both my farm site and maybe all three of my sites, my personal site, my farm site. And this is the story from a Maryland livestock auction. A cow and a dog. And if you see the nose of the dog with the nose of the cow is a Jersey cow, it's just... The dog's name is Bucket, and the cow's name is Colton. It looks so fabulous. Colton is kind of a St. Bernard mix. And there's pictures also of a cow and a calf. And the reason I'm bringing that to your attention is because oftentimes these animals now are being used as therapy animals. And, you know, they're not only good for other animals, but they're good for human beings. Cows are fabulously very, very, very able to emit emotion.
Are they like big dogs?
Yeah, cows?
Yeah.
They can be. Yeah, it depends on how. The animals, I say this all the time to people who come to the farm, they're going to be exactly the way you treat them, just like your children are, just like any, and under any circumstance, they are just like. They're going to return to you how you treat them. That's just the way it is. Okay, Uri Geller, we talk about aliens right after this here on Good Day.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full-pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Hi, Journey. Hi, Telhana. I said hi. All right, Uri Geller is here from Old Jaffa, which is a portion of Tel Aviv. I learned so much about that when I was over there visiting in Israel a couple of weeks ago. It doesn't seem like it was like yesterday or minutes ago. Time goes so quickly. But I think that that feeling, because it's so old, it's such an old city and so much history there. And one of the things Uri discovered in the building where he's put his, where he's now celebrating his own success in his career in his museum is the fact that there is a lot of stuff there, a lot of energy that comes from people that go back a long way and experiences thousands of years ago, Uri, right?
That's absolutely correct. Old Jaffa is 6,000 years old. It has the oldest port in the Middle East, on the Mediterranean. Napoleon conquered Old Jaffa. It broke into the Jaffa Wall, which I showed you. And it's not really a part of Tel Aviv. It's actually a commune. It started as a community for artists, which means that you cannot buy an apartment or a house in Old Jaffa if you're not an artist. You have to prove yourself to the local, municipality that you're either a writer, songwriter, an actor, a spoon bender, a painter, a jeweler. So most of the people that live around me have amazing jobs because they're creators. So there is that energy here. It's kind of, I don't know, there is anyone who creates amazing things in their lives. Mm-hmm. They have a facet of imagination that maybe other people don't have. You have to imagine in order to be able to create something that is unique, that is yours. And I always say that the secret of success is originality. If you create something original, it'll sell. You'll be successful. Mm-hmm. And I tell people, think that way. So you stayed here now a few days. You felt the energy here. And we just love living here. The views are spectacular, as you saw. And the museum is right next door to my apartment, which makes it very easy for me to jump down and open up the place either for workers or for more, to better the museum and for tours. I just had a tour of about 25 people. I have tours from different walks of life, people who are retired, older people. I have kids who come for summer schools. So it's unbelievably successful. eclectic. We donate, I think, most of the money to a charity called Save a Child's Heart, where we've already saved more than 6,500 children with open heart surgery. Half of them are Palestinians. And when you became a citizen of my Lamb Island in Scotland, your $1 went to that charity. Can you just tell your friends, your listeners, what you became or what type of citizen you are?
Well, I think that what we are concerned as members of the group now in terms of being citizens of Lamb Island, are we going to become citizens of the European Union? Are we going to get a passport? Are we going to be part of a great citizenry? That's one of the reasons I was excited to get my certificate, which shows that I'm a citizen of Lamb Island. And you can get yours, too, by going to Uri Geller's website, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, urigeller.com. I was thinking about you as on Christmas Day, there was a remembrance of that Christmas gift from 50 years ago, the Apollo crew giving us back the pictures of what they call the blue marble, the pictures of the Earth, and what went on with Eugene Cernan and Ronald Evans and Harrison Schmitt. You had those conversations because you had several astronauts that have been supporters and friends of yours, and you talk about them in the museum as well. But they gave you a lot of insight as to what it was like to travel around the moon, didn't they?
Yes. One of them, who was my mentor, is Captain Edgar Mitchell, who was first a test pilot, fighter pilot for the Navy. Then he became an astronaut. He actually was a scientist. And he was the sixth man to walk on the moon with Apollo 14. He, by the way, gave me lots of gifts that I'm exhibiting in the museum. But he, no hesitation, he said to me, Uri, there are aliens, there are UFOs, and most probably aliens are walking among us. By the way, I put up on Twitter yesterday and Instagram, and by the way, my Twitter is Uri Geller, a picture of me with Jeff Bezos. And Jeff Bezos actually says that aliens do exist, and he actually gave us 4 predictions for the future, which we'll talk about next week.
All right, we got to remember to talk about predictions for the future. Jeff Bezos, when did you, was he there at the museum, or did you run into him in some other location?
I met him in London. Look at the picture that I posted on Twitter, and you will see both of us. I consider him a genius. Simply because he built Amazon from scratch.
Yeah.
You got to be a visionary to do that, a man with special talents. And is Elon Musk. You know, he too is a visionary. Sure, he's... look, show me a successful man, and I will show you controversy, Doug. Remember that. Show me a successful man or woman, and I will show you controversy.
Absolutely.
These guys are controversial. So
yeah. Yeah. Well, I think maybe we could start some controversy by suggesting that the way they became successful, they entered our realm as aliens. Maybe all the people maybe Bill Gates is an alien, right? Maybe Joe Biden's an alien. Maybe Donald Trump is. Who knows?
Do you know how many emails and messages I get a day, also on Twitter? If you just go to my Twitter, Uri Geller is my Twitter, you will see how many messages people leave. Oh, Uri, but don't you know that Jeff Bezos is an alien? And so is Bill Gates?
Yeah, there you go. All right.
You know, my Twitter page is open. Anyone can read it.
All right. Go to Twitter. Uri Geller, the website is U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, urigeller.com. All right, Uri, talk to you next.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What a great thing. I get goosebumps every time I hear this. There are so many different versions of it. It's a very cool, uplifting tune that is so uniquely Hollywood. It just sounds like Hollywood, doesn't it? It just, you know, well, it's a stir.
It takes you back to that, like, where everything, you go see a movie, but it was filmed like a stage play.
Yeah. Yeah, in a manner of speaking. All right, Chucker's off today, so Jay and I are going to work over a couple of important stories from La La Land, including a television role for the star of This Is Us, a new TV role, and the story that relates to Molly Ringwald. That's coming up after this here on Good Day.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back by a store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/11. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
All right, so Milo Ventimiglia. I had the hardest time when I first... Who's your what?
Milo Ventimiglia.
Oh, it's not Ventimiglia? It's spelled that way. Uh-huh. So after all that work, I was pronouncing it wrong all that time. Ventimiglia, is that how you pronounce
Milo it? Ventimiglia.
Okay. All right, so Milo is headed back to television. He was in This Is Us. Remember him?
Yes, the beloved father, Jack Pearson.
Yep, right, exactly. So now there's a new show called The Company You Keep. And apparently he is playing the part of a con man.
Mm-hmm. A seriously handsome con man. That's the character description.
All right. So it's on ABC. It's another one of these dramas. You know, he's a con man. He's a thief. That sort of, and he meets a CIA agent who, obviously, they're going to fall in love, right? Isn't that it? Isn't that the deal?
Of course, but probably not until season 3 or 4. It never happens right away.
Yep. All right, so anyway, it's a complicated romance story along with action and reading all of the various things. So he's been in a number of other things, though, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah, he was, who was he, Jess in Gilmore Girls? He's done so many things, and I feel like anything he touches, people just adore. Right. And it's that crooked smile does a lot too.
Is that what it is? Okay. Is you speaking from your own personal preference?
That's what, like, online people will go crazy for. His crooked smile has been a lot of conversation where people like it. People wonder if it's a character choice. It's actually a quote unquote birth defect. He's had it since he was born.
Really? Oh, okay. That's interesting. All right, let's see where Molly Ringwald is these days. She has written a memoir and writes about her movie dad, Paul Dooley. Apparently they're friends. Is that what you would take away from this?
The on-screen dad, the real-life counterparts, he protected her. He definitely was a father figure to her on the set of 16 Candles.
Well, she had a lot of problems. Didn't she get convicted of or charged with somehow shoplifting? I remember that somehow, and some other things, too.
Winona Ryder did. Molly Ringwald, too?
I thought it was. Ringwald, I remember her when she was a teenager. She's 54 now. Good Lord. Right? Remember her from Breakfast Club and all those other... What did they call that group?
The Brat Pack.
The Brat Pack. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. So, anyway, how did she come in touch with Paul Dooley? Was she in a movie that was... Was she in 16 Candles? I don't remember. This fellow that she credits...
Paul Dooley? Dooley. Was her on-screen dad.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right. Well.
Yeah, and there was a line that just really bothered Dooley and Ringwald's real life mother, and so Dooley changed the line.
Mm-hmm. He played dad to Julia Roberts in Runaway Bride too. I think that's interesting. All right. So that's the update on Molly Ringwald here on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.